All right, really proud of the guys today. Thought our team did a good job. You know, we dug a big hole for ourselves there at halftime. And, really haven't played good in the third quarter all year, but we did today. And we got it from all three phases of the game. We got contributions from everybody in the second half. And, I thought the team showed a lot of character. They showed a lot of mental toughness. And, we just hung in there and just played 30 good minutes of football. Unlike the first half where we, just didn't do too much anything right. So, great job by the players. Got good leadership from our captains. Got good leadership from a lot of guys out there today that, have been stepping up, and they stepped up some big times today. And we had some young guys make some plays. A good, solid team effort. And, it's on to Pittsburgh.
So you basically had a pitch shutout in the second half, where you did pitch shutout in the second half. And you mentioned your good leadership from your captains. Two of your captains in Will Fork and Mayo went out there. So this group on defense threw you quite a bit in what they assumed.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, things weren't going well in the first half. I mean, that's obvious, getting booed at halftime and all that. I mean, we could see the way it was going. So, they came back out there. We made, we made a couple stops, missed the field goal. That helped us. Then we got the strip sack, which, gave our offense great field position. They took advantage of it. We were able to get right back in the game. So, we made the plays we needed to make and just trying to play and take it one play at a time. And they did a good job of that. So, I'm proud of what they did, but yeah, it was a good team effort. I mean, we got plays from the secondary, from the linebackers, from the front, from veterans, from rookies, from, guys that have been here for a long time, guys who haven't been here very long. So, it was a good team effort.
Coach, when you talk about the play of your offensive line, you lose a good player in Sebastian Bolder.
Yeah. It's a tough loss, to see Sebastian get carted off like that. I mean, he's been such a great player for us and such a great teammate. Marcus went in there and did a good job and aligned. We blocked. That's a good front. We ran the ball competitively. We were able to, give Tom some time to, deliver the ball there in the second half. And, he made some good throws, made some good catches, and got some good plays, from our offense. Finished the drives, got the ball in the end zone. So, it was a lot of positives there. I thought Stevens' kick at the end of the third quarter was a big one for us at that point, because then we also got the kickoff, which he touched back, and so it gave us good field position defensively as well as a score there at the end. So that was helpful.
You mentioned third quarter scoring leading up to this game. Were there some different adjustments that you made today? Obviously, at 17 points in third quarter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we played all different teams, so it's but I just think our overall execution was a lot better this time, and I think that's the key. We made plays in all three phases, and we didn't. Do some of the things we've done in the past, like get penalties and turn the ball over and, give up big plays on defense and things like that. So, eliminated some of those things, and we had some success.
Bill, neither Logan Ryan nor Steven Ridley saw much action at all with Twitter opening the Cowboys. Disciplinary, what's the reason?
We do what we think's best to win. No, I mean, I think we played a little bit better, and we still had some problems out there. We played better. We probably pressured a little bit more in the second half. We got a couple plays, obviously, on that, the strip sack. And, we hit the quarterback a couple times, put a little more pressure on than we did in the first half. So I think that probably helped us. But, it was just overall better, better coverage, better pass rush, better tackling, better situational football.
Considering you guys were losing at halftime, you mentioned – Ryan and Ridley, you want to win.
Seeing
you were losing,
did
that play into your factor?
No.
Was that Steve Gregory reporting the communication?
He was.
Was there a reason for that change?
We thought it would be, just based on the way this game was going to go, we thought that would be the best way to communicate our signals.
How would you evaluate Tom's play today? And CBS cameras kept zooming in on his hand, showing it in a sleeve. It looked like he was bothered and very concerned at all with the hand.
I thought he made some really good throws today. And he ran well, too. Showed some open field running. I think Tom had a good week of practice, and he made some key plays for us today like he always does. So.
Are you surprised that everybody's here, right? Because he doesn't run that often, and it's always one of those things that everybody's going to get attention to.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, one thing about Tom, he's a smart player. He knows when to run, and the only time he runs is when there's a whole lot of space. But he made a great decision there. You know, the Dolphins were in man coverage. They were all locked up, and he saw some space, and that was a huge first down for us. So, as usual, a great decision by Tom. But, yeah, we know he's not in there to run the ball. But, you know, sometimes it opens up like that, and you can take advantage of it, and he did.
Bill, the Devin McCourty tip to Marquise Cole, how crucial was that in Montana?
Well, it was a big play. Yeah, I mean, there was still a lot of football left at that point, but, I mean, it was a huge play. Devin went up and played the ball, and, you know, Cole showed great presence on the sideline to get his feet in bounds, catch the ball, and, you know, and then fall out after the catch. So it was a tremendous awareness on his part. I mean, that's, you know, you don't really coach that. You don't drill it. I mean, it's just an instinctive and alert play by Cole that was, you know, I mean, it's as good a instinctive play as, you know, I think we've had along here, around here in a long time. It was just a heads-up play. You know, Rob's been solid for us all year. You know, he does a good job in the running game, does a good job, you know, in the pass rush. We had involved him in some coverage situations, and you know, he works hard there. So it was, you know, he's just a good all-around football player for us. You know, it's not... I mean, he does a lot of things well. I don't think there's any real big weakness to his game. He just does a lot of things well for us, and he has good versatility, and that's, you know, it's really valuable for your defense.
So with Tom, is there a concern that it's affecting his throwing?
No, I thought he had plenty of good throws today. You know, I think so.
Was that something that bothered him during the practice league deal with Tom?
No, not really. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's been that way really since Vereen got hurt in the Buffalo game. And, you know, we never really had Leon Washington this year. So those three guys have just, you know, shared the load. And sometimes it's been, you know, a little more one guy than the other, or, you know, it's kind of moved around. But they've all contributed. They've all played well. And we've needed all of them. And, you know, it's a good group. They work well together. They, you know, they do a good job. And like I said, we've needed them all the way through. We'll continue to need them. Well, you know, he's been a very versatile player for us. He's done a good job for us in the kicking game, obviously, but he's also played corner. He's played the nickel spot inside, and he's also played safety for us. So, you know, he's a smart guy that's an instinctive player. He doesn't need, you know, a ton of reps out there. He can, you know, kind of know what to do, you know, in multiple positions with, you know, as a backup, kind of getting those kind of reps. You know, he's experienced, and, you know, and he's just a heady football player. But he's got good versatility. I mean, he can run, he can cover, and he can play safety in the, you know, in the deep part of the field. So he's been very valuable for us, you know, so in the last couple of years as well. So obviously, you know, in the kicking game. Yeah, you know, Chandler's worked so hard on, you know, blocking those kicks. We work on it every single weekend practice. And, you know, there's plenty of times where he's been really close, and he's gotten a few of them in practice. But, you know, it's every week that's, you know, one of the things that he's, you know, one of the areas that he works hard on. And it's really great to see him make that play in that situation because he's worked so hard on it and, you know, worked on it in practice. And just, you know, he's gotten a lot better at it than he was last year. And, you know, that was a huge play for us in the game. So, you know, it's just been a lot of hard work, you know, it really has. And, you know, I'm happy for him to get the good results, you know, because it's, you know, he's put in the time and the effort for it.
It looked like Andre Carter, how do you think that worked out? I don't know if he's going to need Chandler around a little bit.
All right. Well, Chandler's played inside before. You know, he kind of got more reps, you know, probably some of the reps that Buchanan, you know, would have gotten in some previous games. So, I mean, it's just kind of the way it worked out today. But, you know, it's good to have Andre on the team. He gives us good toughness, good leadership, and, you know, it's a lot of experience, obviously. So, you know, it's good to have him. And, you know, I thought that whole group, you know, competed hard. Okay. All right, great. Thank you. Thanks.